Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dedeen, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to our guests, the members of the Catharsis Wind Quintet, flutist Jessica Chansey, hornist Will Crone, bassoonist Corbin Krebs, oboist Isaac Ripple, and clarinetist Hugh Shihao Ju. Catharsis Wind Quintet is an award-winning ensemble visiting the area from their current home base in Cleveland to work with students at Interlochen Arts Academy. They performed a recital, and they're visiting with area schools as well. We'll get right to the music. This is an arrangement of the first tableau from Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Thank you. The first tableau from Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. Members of Catharsis Wind Quintet in Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
I understand that for several of you, this is a homecoming of sorts. For those of you who are alumni of the Interlochen Arts Academy, I wondered if you'd go around and introduce yourselves and say what years you were here.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think on behalf of the whole group, I'd like to thank you for having us here. It's really a pleasure to come back and especially to perform here at IPR. I'm Isaac Ripple. I'm the oboist in Catharsis. I'm an alum of Interlochen Arts Camp in 2015 and a graduate of the Academy in 2016.
My name is Corbin Krebs. I am the bassoonist in the ensemble. I attended the Interlochen Arts Camp in 2014, and I graduated from the Interlochen Arts Academy in 2016.
I am Shahadru, who is known as Hugh, probably. I graduated in 2017 at Interlochen Arts Academy. I had wonderful 2 years there. I am the clarinetist in Catharsis.
We're glad you're back. Thank you.
Thank you. It feels great.
Each member of Catharsis Winds is a full-time student at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And I noticed that you are regularly playing engagements as Catharsis Winds, but you also have commitments at CIM and you're in professional orchestras as well. How do you balance it all and make it work and make sure it all happens?
It's a lot of early mornings and a lot of late nights. I think the name of the game is time management, especially having a group like this. I mean, five people, that's five separate schedules to coordinate. But this is a huge priority for us, this group. So we make the sacrifices to make it happen.
Sometimes we have 10 p.m. rehearsals just because we have to.
Sometimes we have 8 a.m. rehearsals just because we have to.
When you all were warming up and getting into the studio, Hugh, you mentioned you're actually missing a physics lab.
Yes.
And that's other business that needs taking care of when you get back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure we all made a lot of sacrifices in order to make it happen. It's just because we love what we're doing and we're all very enthusiastic about it. And I think that's very good energy we have. And that's also part of the reason I love this group.
Well, I can tell you have a wonderful time together, and I should let our audience know that I watched these five people arrive in one car, and they've traveled all the way from Cleveland together in one car, and to say they're close-knit, I think would be accurate. I have to ask you about that arrangement of the Stravinsky, and in general, all of the repertoire that you choose as a group to play.
So we had all been in woodwind quintets prior to this, but generally, woodwind quintets only play about the same five pieces, and we had all already played those, and we wanted to do something new, and we think that it's like a breath of fresh air. There is a lot of really good repertoire out there for the woodwind quintet. People just don't know about it. A lot of new composers love American composers, and a lot of arrangements, such as The Rite of Spring. So with that in mind, that's really where we draw our inspiration, our repertoire from. Groups like the Imani Winds are a huge inspiration to us, all the transcriptions they do, all the outreach they do, all the performances.
What else are you up to?
So after this, we'll be heading into Traverse City to do a couple clinics at some of the local high school and middle schools there. We'll play some of our repertoire, talk to them about chamber music, rehearsal techniques, some of the transcriptions we're doing. And then we're actually be working with the students at the Academy for their chamber music classes on Friday.
Do you talk with the students about diplomacy and working together in a very close type of organization? Five people, well, there's got to be a lot of honesty, a lot of communication.
Yes, that's incredibly important in chamber music. And we're very fortunate that outside of this group, these are all still my best friends. And in a lot of groups, pre-professional or professional, that's not always the case. You know what? You're in a group and you're colleagues when you're in the group, but you step outside the group, you all go your separate ways. That's not the case for us. After rehearsal, I'll text Corb and I'll be like, hey, you want to watch the basketball game tonight? Or Jessica and I work at the same restaurant too. So I see her, I mean, how many hours a day? But yeah, we talk to the kids about that. And we talk to, you have to know how to present yourself in the group, and you have to work efficiently. You have to know how to say things in a professional but direct way.
Catharsis is an award-winning ensemble, and right now I understand that you have just made it to the next round of the Music Teachers National Association Chamber Music Competition. What's preparing for competitions like?
lots of rehearsals, and you know, we rehearse every day, and sometimes it has to be at 8 a.m. and sometimes it has to be at 10 p.m. but we have to make those sacrifices so we can make it to the next level with our playing, because we want to stand out.
And when is the next round?
The end of January.
Oh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to members of Catharsis Wind Quintet for joining us today. Flutist Jessica Chansey, hornist Will Crone, bassoonist Corbin Krebs, oboist Isaac Ripple, and clarinetist Hugh Shihao Ju.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
In Studio A with Catharsis Wind Quintet has been engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Nancy Deneen, and this is Interlock in Public Radio.